Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is a beautiful day in Hampton Roads, Virginia, and I am so excited to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to the show, we thank you so very much. For our longtime listeners, we thank you as well. We could not do this show without you. And if you are a regular, we thank you so very, very much. We love what we do here, and we look forward to coming and being with you every Thursday night. Tonight, I just want to introduce my co-host, who is Veronica McMillan, and I'm going to bring her on in just a second. But Veronica is the CEO and founder of Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. So, Veronica, how are you this evening, my dear?
Hey, Francine, I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you so very much. Thank you for being my co-host and my partner in crime. I really appreciate you.
Same here.
Thank you so much. And so for the first time audience listeners, I want to tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do. So welcome to Issues Concerning Women. I'm Francine Humphrey, and you just met Veronica McMillan. So Issues Concerning Women focuses on women, their families, receiving long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. And I know that's a mouthful, but if you've been hanging out with us, you know we are all about support and encouraging our women and the men that they love to live their best lives. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. Veronica and I offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. We want to make a difference in everyone's lives. So tonight, our mission is to create economic independence for all women by giving you some information that you can share, not just with the women, but since it's Women's History Month, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to stay on that topic tonight. But we also want you to share it with anyone that you meet because we want to be that voice that otherwise would not get heard. So we encourage you to take charge of your life and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. So, Veronica, I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about some of the programs that you're offering right now, because it is Women's History Month, and we want to celebrate each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing that we are in March.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe it?
You know, I know it. It's just crazy. Something that I'm doing, I do some PRN work outside of the micro nonprofit network, and that really is this month. Also, is Social Workers Appreciation Month, and what we're doing this month is really helping social workers and women in general, basically, really take care of themselves and appreciate them for, you know, the work that they're doing, but also, and I say this, and I need to say this to myself as well, Francine, is to really, really, really come back to the center of who I am and making sure that I'm loving me first. And so the program that we're going to be doing is a self-care program with social workers this month. Again, that is affiliated with some other contractual work that I do. And then outside of that, you know, we're really focusing in on training now. We were helping nonprofits in terms of getting started and all of that, but we see that there's a deficit in business management and how you run your business and keep that business sustained through the good times, the bad times, the snow days, the not-so-snow days, the warm days, cold days, all of that stuff. And for small businesses, we all know that first 5 years is that hard time trying to get over that hump, but then maintaining so that you don't go backwards. And we know that COVID changed the game. And so we really, really, really want to focus on training this year, Francine. So that's two things that we're doing in the micro nonprofit network.
Wonderful. And anyone that is listening, I hope that you're able to jot down just a few of the things that we're going to talk about tonight, because we do talk about a lot. Veronica and I can get on a roll, and we'll go from one thing to the other, but that's how our show is. And so if you've been a listener, you kind of know how we flow. But the most important thing, I think, because we are in March, and some of us are marching to a different beat of the drum, as they say, mm-hmm. and we're looking at mm-hmm. who we are as women, and we definitely have to take care of ourselves. So, Veronica, that is an awesome segue into our program tonight, because so many times as women, we are the nurturers. We take care of everybody else. We make sure the kids got the lunch, the snack, the hubby's got a dinner. We work, we come back, we do the laundry. I mean, we've just taken upon ourselves to wear all of these hats that we wear. And in the process of doing that, we really don't take care of ourselves like we should. And since the pandemic, and I'm going to be transparent, I did get my shot last Saturday, and I'm feeling fine. And I wanted everybody to know, and I just want to say this, I understand when people are a little afraid to do something because it's unknown to us. But we have to believe that God is going to protect us, and we should not have a spirit of fear. I've gotten a lot of phone calls in the last couple of days about should I take the shot or not. I can't tell you to take the shot, but what I can say is think about yourself first and then your family and who you're going to affect. And especially if you're a woman that has to go out and you're around a lot of people, pray about it if you must. But I think that for me, and I can only speak for myself, and Veronica, I'll let you speak on this as well. For me, it is so important that I do take that step by getting the shot, because my husband is here with me and my son, and I am out and about, and I don't want to bring anything back. So if there's a way to prevent that, then definitely for me, the answer was a no-brainer. I needed to take the shot. So, Veronica, can you speak on that a little bit?
I sure can. I think that basically we have to, especially for those of us who are, I want to say seasoned, we in that seasoned stage of our lives, we have to really be proactive in terms of the things that we do. I always tell people, you don't go full cold turkey on everything that you do. Mm-hmm. I'll say for myself, I got to get back to the exercise. And so, Francine, you got to do that. I remember years ago we used to do an exercise program at our office.
Yes,
we need to do
yes.
something where yes, we don't have about five or six women there and practice that social
yes.
distancing piece. But to the point that
yes.
you made, you really got to, you have to give oxygen to yourself first. And giving mm-hmm. oxygen to yourself in this situation, you have to look at risk factors. You have to look at your age. You have to look at, as you said, Francine, what are you doing? Are you exposing yourself to other people? And then you can't let fear drive you, because we know what fear does. Fear stagnates mm-hmm. us. It keeps us stuck in position to not move forward nor backwards. And so now we're mm-hmm. so paralyzed by fear that we're not making any inroads. And the inroads, again, go right back to center. How am I loving myself? How am I the self-care that I need, the mental health breaks that I need for myself, all of the stuff that we got to do. But if you're not here to do any of that, because of the fact that, you know, your body was ravaged with COVID or what have you, and we know that everybody is going to respond differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, and I think from what you just said, from a spiritual standpoint, I think that basically we have to trust God that, hey, all of us that decided to take the dive, we chose to be proactive. And if this is the way we go, this is the way we go. But I don't think God is going to set us up like that, Francine. I think basically
mm-hmm.
this is one of those moments where we have to really, really, really have wisdom and understanding and trust and faith that God is going to take care of us as we take care of ourselves as well. So give yourself oxygen first is the point that I'm making.
Absolutely. And very well said. We want to sometimes, you know, question everything, and we should, because even on Sunday morning I say, you know, just because I said it came from the Bible, you can go back and check for yourself. But do your research if you're really unsure. Go to some webinars. There's plenty of things that you can do. Check with the CDC and know what your options are. If you, and especially if, like Veronica said, for us who are seasoned, if we get sick, it's going to be a longer period of time for us to recover, if you know, if that should happen, and God forbid that should happen. And I don't think, like Veronica said, that God is going to put us in a position, because he knows our value, and he values what we do, and that's why he keeps blessing us to do these things. He knows that we can't get down, you know, and be in the bed for, you know, any long period of time, because we have so much to do, and our time is limited here. And so every morning that I get up, I know that God is saying, I still got some stuff for you to do. So if that's my, and for me, my case is, I got up this morning, he had some stuff for me to do, I'm going to take care of it, I'm going to do it. And one of the things we're going to do is always be truthful to our audience. We're not going to sugarcoat things and or make you feel uncomfortable in any way. At least we don't intend to do that. But make a good decision. Don't listen to naysayers. I say that all the time. Find out for yourself. Get the research, get the information, and do what's best for you and your family, because nobody can tell you what to do. And so enough of that. I'm going to get off of that soapbox. Just wanted to share that. I wanted to share another thing this morning. Well, actually, it was this afternoon. I had the awesome pleasure of being on Community Conversations with our good friend, Dr. Horton, out of New York. And Veronica, you know who he is. And called me a few weeks ago and said, hey, I'm doing this television show. I want you to be on it. He's been on our show many times, and he's actually come to Hampton Roads whenever I've asked him. And for those of you who don't know Dr. Heywood Horton, he is a transplant from Norfolk. He grew up here. We went to school together. He's in Albany, New York. He's a professor there. He travels all over the country, nationally, internationally, all over the world. I mean, different continents, and he speaks. And for him to ask me to be on his show, Veronica, let me tell you, I was so excited. I didn't know what to do. I had butterflies in my stomach, which I always do usually when you speak, because you never want to be so comfortable that you think that you're going to be absolutely great, because then that's the day you're not going to be great. And so it was a 30-minute segment, and hopefully I'll be able to share that with the audience. But I just wanted to say that you never know what opportunities is going to come your way, but if you're open to the opportunities, then they definitely will come. And so as we go into this month of March, as we are marching in, and all the ladies are doing some wonderful things out there, Veronica, what would you say the difference is this March, 2021, from last March, 2020, when we got hit with COVID?
I think more than anything, we had to really do a deep dive to determine what is important, what isn't important, and everything that basically that could be shook was shaken. And now we're in that process now where the real deal is facing us. You know what I mean? Things that were hidden, all of a sudden, this again, I say that every time we get on the show every week, that COVID was a game changer. And it caused us to really, really look at every area of our lives and to say, do we need to do that? No, we don't need it. Do I need to be with them? No, I don't need it. You know, you had to reassess your life, Francine. So I think it really, 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 and all of us have seen some things that was revealed to us, people exposed and all of that stuff, that, you know, the covers really was pulled off, you know, so much in all of our lives. So that to me was the thing for 2021, coming into 2021.
Yeah, absolutely, and I agree 100%. And that was one of the questions that they asked me, what was the difference in last March and this March? And for women, I believe that we had to, so many of us, step up and use our gifts and talents that we had. We see people who were making masks. I was one of them who hadn't pulled out my sewing machine in years and started to make masks. And I was able to pay just a few of the little bills and keep the doors open at the office because of that little endeavor, and then something else happened along the way, and that door was kicked open, and that little bit of income came in. So, again, if you're open to things, things are going to come your way. If you're a closed mind and closed fist, a closed fist cannot receive money. Let me just go ahead and put that out there. My grandma used to say that, Barack. If you don't have your hands open to what God is going to deliver to you, then you'll never be able to receive it. And one of the things that I find truly amazing, and I'm always in awe of God and the things that he reveals to me, the last Sunday I was preaching, and I said something that was an epiphany to me. I said, I am God's hands, because he has hands, but he's not physically here. I am his feet. Mm-hmm. I am his tongue. I am his eyes. I am his ears. And when I said that in the middle of my message, it just shook me, because I had never really thought of myself that way. As the, when we say we're servants and we're helpers and we want to nurture and develop and help people, we are his hands. And that thing, it's even giving me chills today, Veronica, when we think about all that God gives to us and allows us to do. It first comes from him. And when he says, and I'm saying this to the ladies out there who have these beautiful gifts and talents, and you're not using them, you're sitting on them, and you're waiting for something to happen. And as you wait, it's March the 4th. Nothing is going to change unless you change. And before you know it, it's going to be April the 4th, and then June, and then Christmas time again. So, ladies, I'm saying open your hands and be ready to receive what God is giving you, and then serve in whatever capacity he ordained for you to serve, because everyone has a different role to play. We're all not the same, but we are just truly blessed to be servants and to serve others. And so I think that we have to really look at who we are, and just as Veronica said, the cover has been pulled back. And so I want to, Veronica, if you can, just to express to the ladies and the men, because we know we support the men as well, something that we should be doing or could be doing if we really thought about it as a, not just an individual, but as a community. How can we make things better for our children in our future?
I think number one is teach our children about our own history. I think that was something that, you know, with all of the social justice movements and everything, we're still basically facing some of the same issues that God, when, you know, I'm 60, soon be 61 years old, some of those same things are in the forefront again. And I think that we have to teach our children history so that they get a good sense of who they are, their self-worth, so that as they step out into whatever business, they're not afraid. You know what I mean? Introduce our children to entrepreneurship early. You could say, hey, you know, you have a child who loves baking or loves crafts or what have you. Can you not inspire her or him or whomever to go ahead on now with that little teeny little thing that you're doing? You know, you do cookies, this person over here sings, whatever, but have a sense of value of who you are first. Know your history so that in doing that, you have an understanding of your roots and foundation. And then as you go out here and you face this world with whatever product, service, or if you want to be on TV or what have you, your self-esteem is intact. You have a sense of who you are and who your people are. And some of this rhetoric that we're hearing from people that don't love us, that don't support us, or what have you, you then can come back and say, that's not what, you know, my mama told me. My mama told me I was smart, I was beautiful, I was bold, I was courageous, you know what I mean? And that I come from a people who, and we're not even talking about going back, you know, all the way to slavery. We can talk about your great-great-great-great-grandmama, you know what I mean? Sometimes they don't even know, you know, who they are as well. Yes. So I think just having a healthy dose of history so that you can build that self-worth and self-esteem, because we know that in business you will be tried in every way, from the right, left, up, down, from your own people, from people who don't know you, all of that. So having a really good sense of who you are and understanding your history, not just the history that's given to us, but basically the history of our family. Sometimes people don't even know that their great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy was an entrepreneur, but you don't have that conversation, so you don't know. So I think that, to me, that's number one.
Absolutely, and I agree 100%. And something that we recently did in my family, which was so enlightening to all of us, we actually did a paint night because we're not really socializing yet, and we did a family press. And it was just amazing, the questions that the children, and my children are adults, and they were asking me about, well, when was great-grandma's birthday, you know, when was she born? I thought she was born in 1919, and my brother was saying, well, she was born, and I'm like, no, she was born in 1918. Well, how do you know? I was like, well, I know because I remember when she told me, you know, and when we had conversations. So we need to get back to that sense of family and letting our children see how important it is. And that was such a wonderful event that we had, and all of our family members did not participate. But those that did, they were enlightened. So now they're going back and they want to go back and do some of the research. You know, where did we come from? Where did we originate from? What did great-grandmama do? You know, because, you know, they remember her as, you know, she was older and sweet and she just baked stuff. But, you know, my grandmother was an entrepreneur. She made things out of anything. She would take an egg crate, and before you knew it, you had a toilet paper holder. It was just some string, and she could sew. She told me how to sew. So all of this conversation that we're having now is because our culture needs to change. We can no longer just sit idly by and just act like we sleep. We have to wake up. Somebody said this morning, we need to wake up because we're missing opportunities. And I said, you need to say that real loud for the people in the back of the room who are not hearing you. And if you're just sitting there and just waiting for things to happen, nothing is ever going to happen. And the one thing that I want to say to our audience is you don't have to take life the way that it is or the way that it comes to you. You have choices, and you can design your own life. All you have to do is want to and have the desire. And you're not Veronica or myself, so it may look different for you, but don't miss this opportunity to, one, to take care of yourself. Self-care is so important, as Veronica said, and two, to build those family relationships and get back into conversation with your children. For me and my family, I am one of the oldest in the family now. So soon I'll be the matriarch of the family if I live, you know, to be 100 as I plan to do. And so whatever I have and the wisdom that I have, I definitely want to share that with my family members. And so, Veronica, we know that this life can hand you one thing after the other, like you said, and it could be up, down, just a roller coaster ride and all of that. But how can we make a change today? We talked a little bit about the children and family. Is it something that we can do as individuals to start that change right now?
I think one is that you got to know what kind of change that you're talking about, which requires you to kind of sit down and take an assessment of what it is that you want to do. And then I think that it has to be a baby step change, because what happens is once you start set these big lofty goals and you got a whole list of objectives and all that stuff, you know you're not going to do it. Change is something that is very, very difficult. And so if there's something that you want to do, have you written it out first? And then what's that baby step that you could do? Maybe, you know, you said you want to start the business, but how about making a phone call to the person that, you know, you admire, or somebody who's doing, you know, what you want to do? And just that little small baby step is just one of those things, because we know it's lots of steps to get you to where you want to go. It is very rarely do we have one giant Superman leap to somewhere. Not saying that those giant Superman leaps don't come, because I believe those are opportunities as well, but they are rare. So basically, you just have to take that little step by step by step by step to get there. And I think it just begins with a baby action step to do what we want to do, Francine. That's sort of kind of what, you know, that keeps you moving too. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to take a giant Superman step, but if you can move, you know, like when we used to play Mother May I, two steps forward. Then,
yes.
You know, you can do the two steps forward and then just make the phone call. So a simple action step from a written plan or goal that you have.
Absolutely. And that's what you really hit the nail on the head, because, we, you know, as coaches and mentors and even being mentored ourselves, you know, people can tell you, you know, you can do this or you can do that. But you have to make that decision, what it is that you want to do and what you want it to look like for you. And so just take a fresh new look at yourself. What I say, because it's March and we're going into spring, I say just take a deep breath and just breathe. You know, just breathe, because we've been in the house. Every time I go outside, Veronica, I just have to share this. I am like a kid. You know, I'm like, oh, my goodness. And if the sun is shining, I am just exuberantly happy,
God, yes.
Because we've been in so long. And I think that has happened to so many people. And they are having trouble with bouts of depression and stressed out and not knowing what to do, not knowing how to communicate. Some of them were already what they call introverts. Now they've gone all the way in the shell, you know, like the turtle. They have to poke out, you know, and they have become comfortable in this setting. And so some people enjoy, you know, being home and doing what they do, and then other people like being out and about. So what we're not saying one thing is good or bad. What we're saying, it has to be done in a healthy way and in a healthy portion of being in and being out. And so, Veronica, we got about 3 minutes. We have been on a roll. So why don't you tell our audience how they can get in touch with you and any other pertinent information that you would like to share tonight?
Sure. Certainly you can contact me via email at info@themicrononprofitnetwork.org, all one word, or you can just go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org and find out more about our programs for this year. And then if you need to connect with me via phone, you can connect with me at 757-572-0974.
Absolutely fantastic. I can't believe our time is almost up. So if you would like to reach me, I know I am at icwdirector@gmail.com. My phone number is 757-567-6734. If you call me, you can text, is even better, and just leave me a message with your name. Because now I'm getting people texting Veronica, and they just start talking to me, and I have no clue who they are. So I'm like, okay, help a sister out here. And you don't want to be, because I'm sure they're thinking you should know who they are because they're calling you, but you really don't. So please leave your name with your text. And you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. And Veronica, share with them the SoulWorks information, too, for those women who are just needing a little something, a little extra.
Yes. Thank you so much. And our few minutes left. SoulWorks is just really an authentic conversations with women, and we do it in group format, small groups. And also we have a financial piece connected to it and a business piece connected to it. So you can just go to the soulworkproject.org to find out more. You can just call me up and find out more information.
Absolutely wonderful. So as always, thank you so much, my sister friend, for sharing the mic with me tonight. I always look forward to it. It's so very exciting when we can do it together. Sometimes our schedules don't permit, so when we're not together, y'all please forgive us. We're working behind the scenes. And so we will be back next Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please tell a friend about our show. Continue to listen to us. We are still growing, and we truly, truly enjoy being your hosts on Thursday night. So that being said, it's all done. And Veronica, I'll see you next week.
All righty. Good night, everybody. Good night, Francine.
Good night. Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.